Hello and welcome to the final FA Women's Super League season preview. Once again, I'm joined by my good friend Jen O'Neill. Jen, the last show. You don't have to talk to me again after today if you choose not to.
No, I'll still phone you anyway.
That's nice to know. I'm glad. Well, today we focus on a club that's very dear to your heart, Sunderland Ladies FC. Made a huge impression last year. That cannot be understated in coming up from FAWSL2 into the top division and really hitting the ground running and, well, having a little bit of a difficult end to the season. But overall, if you're a Sunderland fan, you look at last year with a massive, massive positive outlook, don't you?
Yeah, I think if they'd managed to maybe stop the season around about August, it would have been brilliant. But they did peter out towards the end. Small squad, injuries, quite a few disappointing performances as well as results towards the end of the season. But you can't take away the fact that it was tremendous for everybody involved. It was good for the game as well, I think, that a team can be promoted and to make an impact like that. And we've mentioned already in all of the other previews that it can be seen as a bit of an inspiration for other clubs, for Reading, for Doncaster Rovers Bells coming up, that you don't need to be overawed by the other clubs. If you actually work together, you have good team chemistry and a good work ethic and somebody who can score goals, which is quite crucial, then you can get results.
I think, I mean, you are a lot closer to the club than I am, but I imagine that momentum was a key thing for Sunderland last year. They were so dominant in the National Premier League in the seasons after the WSL was launched, because they were, as we know, initial applicants to try and get into the Super League. For some bizarre reason, their application wasn't successful. And when all those teams went into the WSL, your Arsenals and your Evertons, Sunderland stepped up to the plate big time, and they absolutely ran away with the National Premier League in the seasons that followed. And like you say, they had a player like Beth Mead, and momentum must have been huge when they got into the WSL1.
Well, I think there's always a sense of, they were disappointed, frustrated not to be a part of it and not to be part of WSL1. So there was always this determination to prove to people that they should have been there in the first place. And you know how you hear people whinging about the trip up to the northeast. Geographically, they're slightly isolated in terms of attracting players in. But if you develop your own players, then you have that. You have quite a decent hinterland and an area that loves football and can produce talent, and you can develop it in the area, and that's what's happened. Although there's a lot of players obviously exported, but there are great players in the northeast, and they migrate towards Sunderland. Durham are benefiting a little bit as an offshoot from that, and we'll probably mention that when you say players who've left Sunderland. But yeah, there's always been good players here. But Carlton Fairweather, the coach, who was brought in very late on. Near the start of last season, he picked up some great additions to the squad that fitted into that work ethic I mentioned. Tory Williams had a great first season playing at centre-back and filling in at full-back. And it just sort of typified the personality of the team, you know, fun and upbeat, but also willing to graft when asked.
Yeah, I think you're right. They've got that nice mix, haven't they, of talent and, you know, players that will score goals, the likes of Beth Mead. I thought Brooke Chaplin was a great addition last year from Everton Ladies. I thought she made a big impression in midfield. You mentioned the fact that they've lost a couple. Sarah McFadden's gone to Durham. Becky Bass has left the club as well. I think you said she's gone to Iceland. And Natalie Guthridge as well has gone to Durham as well, or certainly was on loan at Durham. But when you look at the players they've brought in Carla Showman from Celtic. Lucy Staniforth will be a popular signing, I'm sure, returning to the North East. Had a horrendous time with injuries over the last couple of years. I'm sure she will be looking to kickstart her career. Crystal Johnston from Manchester City was in and out of the team last year, but there's no denying that she's got talent. And Rachel Pittman has come in as well from DePaul University. So Carlton has probably added in areas where there was need, as opposed to going for the superstar player, for want of a better term.
Yeah, he's replaced players that he's had to. Vicky Greenwell retiring, so he's had to bring in full-backs. he needed cover anyway, so Kyler Shulman can play full-back or centre-back. Rachel Pittman plays full-back. I remember seeing a play for England youth teams at various Euros and World Cups. So, you know, she's got a lot of ability and will easily slot into that. I just think that there's good strength across the squad. Again, Rachel Laws is an excellent goalkeeper, and Hilde Gunnar Olsen, who we brought in when Rachel got injured on England duty, three or four days before the Notts County game, just after the break last season, is a more than able replacement. And there are a lot of exciting young players coming following in Beth Mead's footsteps, in a sense. Emma Kelly's really fast and exciting. Kira Ramshaw can also play down the wings and do the same. And we always talk about Beth Mead and Brooke Chaplin, but Abby Joyce is a little tiny whirlwind of quick feet. She's this enigma. Sometimes she's so quiet, and then she can do the most incredible things. She's like a little... yeah, she is like a whirlwind on the pitch. And you've got the opposite in Steph Roach, who's tall and tricky, and they're both confidence players. So you mentioned momentum before, and if the team is playing well, then players like Abby and like Steph, who hopefully will push each other to play better because they need to get into that starting 11, hopefully that they'll take the team to a new level. And Lucy Staniforth is exciting. I mean, Crystal Johnson brings pace, but Lucy Staniforth, for me, brings that extra element of can create something out of nothing, can do something that makes you stand up and shout as a supporter. As does Rachel Furness, who's your ultimate battering ram of a midfielder, but scores worldies of goals as well.
Yeah, and we haven't even mentioned Steph Bannon, who her leadership as captain is going to be key. I think you're right, Lucy Staniforth. I think when I used to write a really terrible blog about 5 years ago, I think I put her in my team of the season, the first WSL campaign. I remember her for Lincoln Ladies really standing out. I think it was the first year or the second year of the league starting. And you mentioned Steph Roach earlier there, Jen. I was going to ask you about her. I mean, how key is this season for her? I mean, she's had so much attention since she was nominated for the Puskas Award for that goal from Piemont United, and she had the spell out in France with Albi, and she went out to the US, and we know what happened there with it not really working out at the Houston Dash, and she's come over to Sunderland, she's been in and out of the team. How key do you think this season is for her to really show what her value is and her talent? Because for me, this could be her make or break year.
Well, I don't think she ever wanted all of that attention, and she admirably used it to promote women's football and did it with a lot of humility as well, and I always applaud her for that. She is just a footballer who scored an amazing goal. Actually, she scored another one not long after, which was caught on video, but didn't get the same amount of attention. Like I mentioned, she's a confidence player. Now she's settled in and she's hopefully feels valued within the squad. Then yes, we will see more of her. She's in and out of games a little bit, but I suppose that's typical of a wide player, because she's normally deployed on the wing, and she's got a lot of skill and she does exciting things. We want to see it for 90 minutes. You want to see her make impact. She does have shots and stuff, but we want to see a little bit more of an end product. But I do enjoy watching it, and I hope that. I hope that this season is a season for her to come to the fore.
Yeah, completely agree. I've interviewed Steph a couple of times, and I think she handled all the attention superbly. You're absolutely right. She didn't choose that. It came with being nominated for that award, and the way that she handled it and the way that she used it to promote women's football was completely and totally admirable. I don't think she ever got big-headed about it, or certainly didn't come across that way. And I really hope it does work out for her, because you speak to her, she's a great girl, you know, very passionate about the game and really wants to do well. So I really hope it does work out for her this year. I've got one more question before we go into our interview with Rachel Laws. One of the things I spoke to about Rachel was the kind of family atmosphere and the togetherness that's always portrayed about Sunderland Ladies. There's always a very close-knit unit that you hear about that was kind of installed by Mick Mulhern. How much is that going to be key to Sunderland pushing on from the way they performed last year?
I think they're really proud of the fact that they all reckon that they came up with hashtag Sunderland Family before anybody else did that on Twitter. And there are a bunch of players, I suppose most squads are like that, who look after each other and get on with each other. I think it's about 6 or 7 teachers in the squad, so they're not all full-time. They have to watch each other's backs when they're in training after they've had a long day at work. And they all are fighting together for the same cause. They have to do a lot of travelling, so they spend a lot of time in each other's pockets, but they all have a laugh. And they've got players who've been there for a long time, so they care about the club. Their parents have been involved in the club in the past as secretaries, or, you know, everybody helps out. So although it's turned to a more professional outfit, and rightfully so, it's still got that sort of more of a grassroots attitude where everybody's pulling together and everybody's proud of what happened before and where it's going now. Brilliant. And I think Steph Bannon is a good example of that. Her mum did so much for the club off the field. And Steph Bannon and Kelly McDougall, who we haven't mentioned, who has England experience, they are, along with Rachel Furness, they are the core of the team. If you've got your centre-back who's organising everybody and you've got Kelly Mack in front of her, then the anchor of the team is secure.
I love Kelly McDougall. I remember watching her in the National Premier League against Watford, and she tore Watford apart in the game that I saw. I think she's brilliant, and you're right, not mentioned her, but definitely another player that I admire. I said last question before we go into our Rachel Laws interview. Of course, the last question before we go into that interview is, who's your one to watch?
Oh, it's difficult, isn't it? Well, I have to own up to having sponsored Rachel Furness last season, and I might do again this year, because she does not back out of anything. She's blood and thunder, but she's also a quality footballer. And Abby Joyce, I really love watching. As I mentioned, she's a little enigma, but it's got to be Lucy Staniforth. That's the exciting marquee signing, as it were, that Carlton's made. And I want to say a word about Carlton Fairweather. He's such an amiable, likeable man, but he has brought that sort of crazy gang as a former Wimbledon player mentality to the club. Lucy Staniforth is a great signing. I still remember a goal in the under-17s. In New Zealand against Japan in the quarterfinals, and I'm just excited to see her. She put in her own words when she signed. She wanted to show her true colours because she didn't feel she'd done that at Liverpool. And being closer to her family in the northeast, I think that this could be a big season for her.
Yeah, wish her well. Really hope that she can stay injury free this season. I think she deserves a year on the field where there's no issues that can affect that happening. I'm going to go for... I mentioned that Kelly McDougall tore Watford apart in a game that I saw a few years ago. Other than Beth Mead, the other player that impressed me that day and continues to impress me is Kira Ramshaw. I think she's exciting. I know she will be in and out of the team. I know she's not a guaranteed first team starter every week, but whenever I see her, very quick, very direct, has an eye for goal, can chip in with the occasional strike. I like her a lot, and I would be she would be my player to look out for this season. I think she's exciting. So I will end it there, and we will go into our interview with Rachel Laws, who, of course, as you mentioned, had a few injuries last year and missed a lot of the season. But I spoke to her at St George's Park last week, and she's certainly gunning for this year, aware of the competition that she faces for the number one spot. But I had a chat with her, so here she is. Okay, so I'm delighted to be joined by Rachel Laws for this Sunderland women's... Well, it's one Sunderland ladies now?
Sunderland ladies, yes.
Sunderland ladies. Yeah. I've got to get used to that. I'm so old school. I'm used to Sunderland women. Rach, I guess first question I'd ask is, how's pre-season gone? And what's the mood in the squad going into the new campaign?
Yeah, it's gone very well. Obviously, we've recruited as and when we needed to in the positions we've needed. I think we've strengthened very well. The girls have come in and fitted in absolutely no problem. We've had 4 or 5 pre-season friendlies, obviously from the first one leading up the last one Sunday just gone, and I think we've come on leaps and bounds. Obviously sometimes the results haven't gone our way, but at the end of the day we've looked back at it and we've picked out positives, and we've also had negatives, but then we've worked on them. And I think the friendly we've just played Sheffield, first half I thought we were absolutely fantastic, and you could see the things that we've been working on week in, week out, and they are starting to come off, and hopefully we can take that into the season.
You mentioned new signings. One of those, Lucy Staniforth, coming back to her roots.
Yes.
It's been a difficult time for her with injury over the last couple of years, but for you as a North East girl, it must be nice to see her back at the club and fighting fit as well.
Yeah, obviously she's had a terrible luck with injuries, and to see Lucy back on the field and just enjoying football again is fantastic. And like you said, coming from the North East, she knows what the football's all about up there. And I think, obviously, the local girls that were in the squad when she was a few years ago, it's great to have her back, and just she's a bit of a character, so we do enjoy a bit of a laugh and a giggle, but we obviously are very serious when we need to be. But yeah, having her back on the field and in and around training is fantastic, and I just hope she stays fit.
It's interesting you say she's a good laugh and she's a character. It's one of the things that when I speak to people about Sunderland, they always talk about the camaraderie and the togetherness that you have at that club. What is it that's special about Sunderland? Because you look at it from an outsider looking in, developed a lot of good players, a lot of local players, but you all seem to get on really well, and that was really beneficial in that first season in WSL 1 last year, wasn't it?
Yeah, definitely. Obviously, like you said, our togetherness is a massive part of our game, and I think last season when things weren't going so well football-wise, I think our togetherness got us through, and I think it picked us up a lot of points. But on and off the field, I think we are very together, and I think because the core of the team has pretty much been together for 7-8 years now, I think that helps. And I think obviously Lucy coming in, a local girl, helps as well. She knows what it's about, she's been there before. But yeah, togetherness is a massive part of our game on and off the field, and I think if we stick together like we did last season, I think we'll be okay.
Got an incredible start last year. You mentioned that the second half of the season maybe didn't quite go according to plan, but I know you had injury problems, that it's not the biggest squad, but do you feel like there's a little bit more pressure on you guys this season because you started so well, because you were the promoted club? People maybe didn't expect you to start as well as you did, but you said, you know, you really set a benchmark, didn't you, in the way that you performed, and how do you repeat that going into the new season?
I think it's going to be hard to repeat. Obviously, we went into that league and people didn't know a lot about us. Obviously, we were on telly against Liverpool and we beat them 2-1, which I think surprised a lot of people. And I think throughout the season, we again surprised people with results. The likes of beating Chelsea 4-0 is a massive one for us. But I think if you look at the league, obviously the new teams coming up, I think they look at like the likes of ourselves and think, well, why can't we do the same as Sunderland and do well? But I think we just have to prove ourselves and mix things up a bit. I think if we keep it the same as last season, people will suss us out and they will probably pick up points off us. But I think we've got enough people now, squad wise, to change it up and do different formations, and we've got a bit more in our locker, I think, which I think again will surprise a few people.
And you're on a personal level, you've got a nice little bit of competition in the goalkeeping spot as well.
Yeah, Hilda's come in and done very well. Obviously, I was injured last season, so she got quite a bit of playing time. But again, all over the field, from back to front, there's competition in every single place, and I think that's great because in training, obviously, it's very competitive, and you don't know from one week to the next what the team's going to be. And I think bringing that competitive edge into training is excellent for everybody, and everybody's fighting for a place, and that's how it should be.
I know she gets a lot of attention, but it's difficult not to look at a player like Beth Mead when you've got a player who can score as many goals as she can. She's been not just prolific last year, but in the National Premier League as well. In the 2 or 3 years prior to that, she was absolutely tearing that league apart. How important is it to have a player like that, that when a game is quite tight, she's that player that can really pop up and work something out of nothing?
Yeah, she was fantastic for us last season, and I think, like you said, the season before in the Northern Premier League, I think she scored about 30 goals, which is fantastic. And obviously last season in WSL 1, she was top goal scorer, and I think going into the league, not even she believed she could do that. But she's fantastic. She knows where the goal is. She's got a trick or two. She's very quick, which I think helps her out a lot. It gets her out of tricky situations. But she's fantastic, and we did well to keep a hold of her. I think a few teams were interested, but we did do well to keep a hold of her. And I think hopefully she goes from strength to strength and proves people wrong again in this league, that she can do it, and even proves herself wrong, because she didn't believe she could do it last season. So going into this season, hopefully she believes a bit more and does better than last, hopefully.
I'm not looking for you to give any tips to Reading or Doncaster, of course, but I mean, what was the biggest challenge for you as a team last year, making that step up from the National Premier League, from the WSL 2 into WSL 1?
I think the speed of the game in WSL 1 is a lot quicker than WSL 2. Obviously, no disrespect to WSL 2, it's a very, very good competitive league. But obviously, the calibre of players in WSL 1 is massive, obviously, full of internationals. But I think it's just as well, tactical is a massive part of it, and I think week in, week out, you've got to look at the teams you're playing, you've got to go into a bit of depth about it and just see what your opposition is and who you're up against. But it is a very, very competitive league, and it is getting better, and I think the more work that you put in, the better the result.
Final question, what are you looking forward to most about the upcoming season?
Hopefully getting points on the board. Hopefully we have a good start. Hopefully we can replicate what we did at the start of last season, pick up a few early points just to settle us. Obviously the teams that know about us now and they'll be coming to us looking for points as we'll be going to them looking for points. But I think the main thing is just to win games and just compete. Obviously the likes of Arsenal, Chelsea, Man City, they've obviously bought well, but we have to compete with the likes of them if we want to be up there challenging for the title.
Women's Soccer Zone would like to thank our partners, She Kicks Magazine. Subscribe at shekicks.net for even more women's football.
So that was Rachel Laws. Great to speak to her and appreciate her time, as I have done all of the players that we've spoken to on these preview shows. And more than anyone, Jen, along with the listeners, I thank you for your time, because that concludes our FA Women's Super League previews. I know it's been a slog, but have you enjoyed it at least?
Oh, some of it.
some of it when you weren't feeling nauseous from the long runs that you'd been doing. But no, genuinely, I really appreciate it. Really, really appreciate your time.
Thank you for asking.
Pleasure. And I hope that listeners have enjoyed these previews. It's the first time that we've done a club by club look at the season ahead. So any feedback, always appreciated. But the season kicks off tomorrow. So I hope you enjoy it, whoever your club of choice is. I hope they have a good season. Not every club can have a good season, I appreciate. But enjoy the season regardless. And we will catch up with you all very soon.